can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
I was going to get into this clip here for clip number 7 here. Here's an honest politician who speaks of the CDC, and I'm sure that since he says this that he won't be around much longer. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip 7.
A rather telling report came out this week, and for the first time, we heard the truth. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, which is a national organization, government organization that is to report to us the truth about disease, said that in truth 6% of the deaths that have occurred can be directly attributable to COVID. 94% cannot. Of the 160,000 people that have died, 9,210 actually died from COVID. There is no pandemic.
There is no pandemic. They shut down an entire country, destroyed its small businesses, fired 27 million Americans, now who much rewards of the government in bailout programs, mortgage deferments and stuff, so that the Federal Reserve can start buying up everything for pennies on the dollar with their fake currency and buy hard assets. We see that with BlackRock right now. And these dangerous pathogens and bacteria found on used children's face masks, a Florida University report. If you've happened to read the Johns Hopkins sparse pandemic brochure, we'll call it, which is another scenario of the future in 2021. I think it was on page 10 that highlighted the lung issues that would be seen in children, and I believe that the death rate was about 40%. This is where you're forcing kids to wear masks who weren't even at risk of the COVID flu, and it was more deadlier for the elderly with other health issues. And now they are vaccinating them, too. This is totally criminal. Just like the following of their second dosage, the COVID vaccines, young adults have increased this myocarditis, which is a heart inflammation type thing, which they would not have if they weren't being vaccinated. But now they're trying to spin that. And another article that says, not making headlines, where the CDC officials admit more hospitalizations of young people from vaccines than from the actual COVID virus. I mean, they are going after your children, and if you're a parent or a grandparent, you should be outraged. And this MP now says that important people shouldn't need to quarantine under COVID rules. This means that these politicians have been caught out eating with their great big family sizes, out doing their hair, going to the salon and stuff like that, because politicians don't need to be quarantined. They don't need to socially distance. Only you do. Last week I played a clip from Ezra Taft, so I wind it up with this one here, and let me know if you see anything being played out today, okay? So with that, clip number 8, please.
Thank you.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination of our state lines. There is a many-faceted drive at work to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states. Eight, the steady advance of federal aid to and control over our educational system, leading to complete federalization of our public education. Nine, a constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare, the beauties and the absolute necessity of peace. Peace always on communist terms, of course. And 10, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself. So brush the insider's dust out of your eyes, my friends, and the communist soap suds out of your brain, and ask yourselves in all honesty, what on earth is wrong with the United States simply minding its own business? Or with having its foreign policy function primarily for the safety and benefit of the American people. Which is exactly what we had done for the first 140 years of our existence as a nation, to the incredible advantage of ourselves and everybody else. Everybody, that is, except a numerically small clique of power-lusting conspirators who had somehow inflicted themselves on a gullible world. While we turn to a very brief summarization of what we hope the John Birch Society will help and even sometimes lead the American people to accomplish during the next 15 years. One, our first and most important specific undertaking should be to restore the complete independence of the United States. This includes our resolution to get us out of the United Nations and get the United Nations out of the United States. Two, we must once again make our money freely redeemable in gold at some realistic price. And we must take all practicable legislative steps to prevent a recurrence of the enormous thievery and other subversive crimes that have been perpetrated on the American people through a contrived inflation by every president from Franklin Roosevelt through Richard Nixon. Three, we should reduce the number of government bureaus, of government civilian employees, and the whole quantity of government by at least 50%. And we should achieve at least this much reduction in proper fashion through gradually convincing a majority of the American people of the wisdom of such a course. Four, we should withdraw all American troops from every spot on earth that is not American soil, except when and where such troops may be required as decided by Congress to protect American lives and property from criminal vandalism. Five. Five, we should get government out of the areas and functions and activities where government does not belong. Again, all steps to this end should be taken gradually, but nevertheless just as rapidly as enough of the American people can be persuaded to support such progress. Any such achievement will require a truly massive educational force, but that's exactly what we hope to build during the next 15 years. We could go ahead for at least 100 numbered items, but the John Birch Society will undoubtedly be working on more than that many specific projects, which will be laid out in its bulletins before another 180 months will have rolled around. And all of them will fit into, all of these projects will fit into the general pattern indicated by the five major objectives listed above. So let's really wind up this marathon monologue with one final thought. None of us can guarantee anything about what the future will bring. Your speaker knows what a job we have before us to rid our country of the scourge of communism within the next few years, and then to go ahead on our constructive program so well that 15 years from now, we shall already be entering an era of far less government, of a much sounder sense of responsibility, and, with God's help, of a better world. But I sincerely believe that it can be done, and this much I know, that every man and woman in this audience should leave here tonight feeling in his or her own mind and heart that it can and must be done, then it surely will be. And so, all of you patriots of good character, good conscience, and noble ideals, whom we can reach with the filmed version of this speech in 1,000 other audiences, it is with a great deal of confidence and energizing will to win that we invite you to join us in our epic undertaking. While to all of you great, wonderful friends in this present audience, I certainly extend my very deep thanks indeed for so much patience and attention. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sam. That was Robert Welch's speech. It was hosted by the Berkeley Daily Gazette. It was March 9th of 1974. He had done a prior one in 68. And as I said last week, I played a clip from Ezra Taft. So the threat of communism was around, and you can see the inroads that they have done in subverting our country, our government, and our politicians. So with that, I have a caller here. Where was that? Paul in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello, Keith.
How you doing today?
Hey, Keith. Good. Hey, you were talking about, generally the culture as a whole going after the ranchers and the eating of the meat. It's a shame they don't use that same fervor to go after the junk food and regulate the added food. That they won't do. And it's kind of like, when they talk about environmental problems, they'll target the oil workers and the use of oil. Yet, for some reason, the plastics manufacturers get a pass.
Notice? I have a note about that coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're talking about, and it might be because, part of the plan is they love spreading plastics all over the planet because it's effeminizing everyone, and then that makes them their servants more servile, just the way they like them.
Yes.
But when it comes to the attacking the ranchers, I remember seeing Oprah on TV castigating ranching and eating meat, and I thought to myself, if more ranchers were black lesbians, I have a feeling she would like ranchers.
Yes.
You know, the fact of the matter is this is partly, as I said with the ranchers, any attack on oil, attacking what are generally the livelihoods of white conservative males. Let's be honest about this. I mean, you think about the most oil rigs out in Texas and elsewhere. They hire white oil workers predominantly, but, you know, some minority, but generally white and white engineers. And this puts a lot of money in the pockets to white conservatives. Likewise with ranchers. Ranchers are going to be rural, mostly white, and they're going to be politically very conservative. So in a sense, this is a very strategic attack on rural conservatives' livelihoods. That's what they're really trying to do. It's to spread and export penury to rural communities, to take them down, to knock them down a peg, because that's flyover country, Keith.
Yeah, you know? Well, Paul, you remember that old saying that when you put a farmer out of work, you starve? And that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to starve us into submission. It's no different than watching these chemical companies that are destroying the bee colonies and stuff which pollinate food.
Right, but we have to remember, too, that most of these, again, the chemical companies, the manufacturing of plastics, those are going to be coming more from urban areas and so therefore in the domain of liberal Democrats. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be more urban. And even though their base for making plastic is the very oil they want to outlaw and get rid of in this supposed fight against global warming. You see, and that's why global warming is a great political tool for these people. You know,
well, you mentioned it earlier with Oprah there. Remember when she used to give away a car car to the entire audience? You have to think about the amount of mining and stuff that goes into mining the ores. Same thing with the oil to be able to create the products needed, whether it's metal, the plastics and whatever. The magnesium rims or whatever like that, you know, the amount of acids used to break that down. And, of course, the diesel engines and stuff, which are used by the massive tractors and stuff to move all that. And, of course, then the corrosive chemicals that are used to further break down the dirt and stuff to refine it, you know. But, yeah, I mean, the whole thing's a crux. I mean, as my friend Patty was mentioning earlier there that, out of 140 different countries, the United States military is the biggest polluter, and they're the ones that are out there doing what? Securing the oil.
Yeah, and really, even now that the left has taken over the U.S. military and turned it into, you know, a liberal woke agenda, the liberal left seems to love the military now. It seems like they want to use the military, of course, on the homophobic white or Asian nations like China and Russia, who don't want to buy into the new global woke agenda, right? And so now all of a sudden the liberal left is really getting very bellicose in their rhetoric towards Russia. And they almost fantasize, you know, at one minute they fantasize about punching Nazis. That's one of these things Antifa and the BLM, they love to go punch a Nazi. But ironically, they, of course, ally with the Ukrainian Nazis against fighting the Soviets, who they now see as some kind of Nazis because, what, they don't want to put homosexuality on a pedestal.
Right. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I got a rule here, Paul, but okay. I got another caller here, too. Yeah. But I thank you for calling in. I do appreciate your input. We'll be right back.
It's hung there on the front porch since this old house was built. It's where the old men whittled.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's hung there on the front porch since this old house was built. It's where the old men whittled and the women pieced their quills.
Welcome back, everyone. I got another clip that's kind of long coming up here, so I want to go ahead and take my caller now. So welcome back to Perception Management, John in Louisiana.
Yeah, good morning. I had just a couple of things. A while ago, I believe you said communism was a threat to subverting our politicians, but I would say that money or wealth in any form you want to take it is a much, much greater threat to subverting politicians than any political ideology. They don't give a flying flip about what anybody believes. They just want to enrich themselves. And then you talk about cancel culture being bad, but you know, your savior, Donald Trump, tried to cancel Saturday Night Live. He said, don't make fun of me.
You got to get off the communist plan. You got to get off the Trump worship. You got to get off all that stuff. Right. John, I don't worship Trump. I don't support any politician. And you'll find out that, as noted from years and years ago, clear back to the 1930s, that Jews themselves actually support communism. And it has been their goal to destroy any type of capitalism because they're the ones. I mean, we're talking about the Bolsheviks that have migrated since World War One.
Funded that? You know, no army marches. No army can buy bullets and food and everything. So where did the money come from for them to win two revolutions?
Yeah, well, it was all financed by the U.S. Western banks. And who owns the banks?
That's correct.
Yep. I agree with you 100%, John.
All right, later.
All right, best to you, okay? All right, so my I have a clip coming up here which is kind of like a letter of condolences, but their intent is to break us spiritually. So I thought I would throw a few scriptures in here. One from Matthew 10, which says, "Therefore do not fear them, for there is nothing covered over that will not become uncovered." And that's why I say we are basically, it's all coming apart, because more and more this is being exposed. The scripture says, what I tell you in the darkness, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, preach from the housetops, and do not become fearful of those who will kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather be in fear of him that can destroy both the soul and the body, albeit God, you know. My dear friend Patty and I talk a lot, and I'm glad I've met her. She's been a great, wholesome influence in my life. We share a lot of those things, especially in the spiritual connection, and it's something that others might wish that they had with their friends or their own family members. And it was just a few days ago that it was April and then May, and now here we are in June and almost in July. And I think of Isaiah, where it says, "The little one himself will become a thousand, and the small one a mighty nation. I myself, Jehovah, shall speed it up in its own time." And you can dicker about whichever Bible you use. And then on Revelations 12:12, "On this account, be glad, you heavens, and you who reside in them. Woe for the earth and for the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great anger, knowing that he has a short period of time." And most spiritual people can see the quickening happening as this system is coming to its close. And as therefore in 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "Among whom the god of this system of things has blinded the minds of unbelievers, that the illumination of the glorious good news about the Christ, who is in the image of God, and therefore humble yourselves therefore under a mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, while you throw away all your anxiety upon him." And again, to throw away means to cast off. Give him your burdens, because he cares for you. Keep your senses, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking to devour someone. But take your stand against him, solid in the faith, knowing that the same things in the way of sufferings are being accomplished in the entire association of your brothers in the world. But after you have suffered a little, well, the God of all undeserved kindness, who called you to his everlasting glory in union with Christ, will himself finish your training. He will make you firm, he will make you strong, and to him be the might forever. So, I have a break coming up here, but this next video clip, which I'm going to set up, as I've said, is it's kind of like a verbal letter of condolence. And it's to a lot of people that have bought this narrative that the big pharma is pushing, the media is pushing, and of course your government itself is pushing, that they are so intent on having you get these vaccines. And of course that's your decision. I'm not no doctor. Seek your own doctor, seek your own opinions. But do your research and like that. But everyone knows that actions have consequences, just as much as when you're a young kid and you want to go out on Friday nights and whatever like that. And you should know that actions have consequences. So right after this break, I'll be playing a video here. It's about 10 minutes long. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Perception Management.
All my life I've been so lonesome.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call.
Welcome back, everyone. With that, I want to get into this oral letter of condolences. That's what I'm going to call it here. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip number 9.
Those making these vaccines know these vaccines will kill you. They know science. They're not stupid. When you spend billions of dollars to build a factory to produce vaccines, you have enough scientists to know that antibody priming will kill you. And we have to face the reality of what's going on, that this is the intention. The intention is to exterminate humanity. Somewhere around nearly 2 billion people, I hear it say, have been vaccinated. Now, according to Montagnier, anyone who has taken these vaccines that prime your immune system to react excessively the next time you run into a coronavirus, these all will be dead in 2 years. In the next 2 years, we will see 2 billion people die on Earth. If you're in a state like some of my relatives where 85% of the people are vaccinated, everyone on your street will be dead, except you who haven't taken it and the others who haven't taken it. And as an anthropologist, I feel strongly motivated to tell you also as a friar that you now you have to start preparing yourself spiritually for this. Because some people are going to be so shocked by it that they're going to lose their minds. They're going to lose their faith. They're going to ask, where is God? And why did not God not prevent it? But you know, when a man throws himself off a cliff, is God obliged to stop the laws of gravity to prevent him from dying from it? Anyone with a brain had enough time to examine the scandemic and see that it was false. As Christians, we're obliged to test everything to see if it's true or not and hold fast only to what is good. If in a year you didn't practice that and you went and ran off to get the jab so that you could go traveling or not get offended or do something like that, you're an idiot and you're a coward. And you don't live according to the truth. Truth can't ignore it if you are a person of who is objective and looks at, hey, he has a Nobel Award in science. He says so. All the experiments with coronaviruses say so. And therefore, the conclusion seems almost certain, and we are living now in like the summer of 1914 before the First World War broke out. No one had an idea that in the next 3-4 years, 20 million people would be killed in Europe because of a war. There was a summer in which people still enjoyed traveling around Europe and peace. And this is the summer they've given to deceive you. That's why almost all the controls are disappearing in the Northern Hemisphere. Because they want you to think there's nothing wrong, because they know you're going to die as soon as you get the coronavirus. Now, if you haven't been vaccinated, this is not going to happen to you. However, if a third of the people in the world die in 1 year or one winter or two winters, there's going to be serious disruptions of the economy, national security, and your neighborhood. First of all, there aren't enough ambulances to take away the dead. There's not enough morticians to take away the dead. Most of these people have taken the vax, and they too will be dead. So as Christians, we have to look at, we have to step forward, I think, and fill the breach and the gap. I recommend everyone to buy a hazmat suit, because it is highly likely that you will be asked to help carry the dead to the grave. When this number of people die, they're going to be digging huge mass graves in cemeteries and just throwing the bodies in body bags. And they'll probably run out of body bags. And so someone has to pick up the bodies and move them, and when they're dead. And that can be a cause of infection, because bodies corrupt, they rot, and all kinds of things get on them. And as Christians, this is a duty we have. Burying the dead is a work of mercy, even if the person was damned, okay? And let's hope and pray now that the people, as they get sick, start repenting of what they did, so that at least they die in the state of grace. And we need to be near and close and friendly to our relatives who have taken the vax, so in the last hours they know they have someone there to tell them the truth and save their soul. But we have to take issue that what the best scientists say is most likely going to happen. John the Apostle has warned us about it. And now that humanity has been deceived and followed the false teachings of the globalists, they're going to suffer the penalty of it. And this is going to be a very terrible age. It's going to be the darkest age of humanity in our entire history. It's going to be a tremendous catastrophe that a lot of people will not have the strength of character to sustain. Let us remain calm. Let us continue to say our rosary every day. Let us pray to God. And let us practice the detachment from judging people because they're sick, okay? So what I mean by judging the person is, you show mercy to a person even if he's a sinner, okay? And if a person's dying, you show pity on them. Now, if these people start dying and start saying we are the fault and become violent, then we must flee where we are so we don't get killed. And we're not obliged to help people dying who are hostile to us and might harm or do physical violence upon us. Let's hope that's not comes. But if you want to get an idea of what kind of chaos breaks out when this many people drop dead, I highly recommend reading Tuchman's work on the Black Death. I think she called it a mirror of history or something like that. The 13th century. She wrote a book on it, Tuchman. And I read that years ago. As an anthropologist, I'm very interested. I've always been interested in what happens in society when mass plagues break out. And don't be scandalized that priests run away from churches and won't bring the last sacraments, that people betray their most loved ones and run off and won't care for them in the last hours. The people who die having taken the vax are not dying of a plague that is contagious to you. If you have not been vaccinated, they won't have a disease that can infect you. But as their health breaks down, it is possible some of them might get other diseases, but that's not what happened. They're going to die from an excessive immunity reaction. And so it's not a Black Death, and you cannot catch it. So don't freak out. Remain calm. If five people in your household have been vaxxed and not you, they may all die. But the fact that they die, what they die of is they're dying of a virus that your body's already identified, resisted, and has immunity to.
That's good. So, all right. Again, you know, I think of Revelations, where in the end it talks about 1/3 of mankind would be destroyed. These things are written aforetime for our instruction, so it's imperative that we, again, not point fingers and everything like that. We know that Satan is a manslayer, and just take appropriate action. So with that, I'll pick up Tom down there in Utah. Tom, good afternoon, or good morning still. You there, Tom?
There we go.
Okay.
By the way, Keith, you're referring to some of my old associates, Ezra Taft. I'm assuming you're talking about Ezra Taft Benson.
Yes.
Secretary of Ag, who was a key player in the John Birch Society.
Yep.
It's interesting. I grew up with my father pressing me to listen to Ezra Taft and a few other key patriots. What's really interesting, too, I ended up working for Ezra Taft. Right as I came out of high school, I ended up working in veterinary pathology. And right now, he would be concerned about the shutdown of JBS. Now, I'm not talking about the John Birch Society, but JBS yeah. Packing.
Yes. That's a U.S.-based meat plant out of Brazil.
Well, and you know the primary owners in that business. China.
Well, actually, Tom, it's owned by JBS US. It's also aligned with Tyson and Westmiss Food. I have a conspiracy page I drew up on that when this first came forward. And this was just by what Tulsi Gabbard had said when she was referring to an Ohio farm, how dirty and filthy it was. And then she referred to this meat plant down there in Brazil. And so then suddenly this is where Brazil broke out with allegedly 50,000 deaths. And the Colorado newspaper down there referred to getting three bailouts from the U.S. government under Donald Trump there, totaling almost $60 million. They've been fined recently, which doesn't even amount to what they received in their so-called bailouts. And this is the one where I was talking to you before about whether or not you could plant a virus or something like that in the meat or fatty tissue, because they are the ones that increase their pork production to China 600%. I wondered if this was covert because of the same thing with the CIA and the swine flu, that if they were behind the swine flu in Africa to pick up business from the United States, if this was how they were using that variant to get into China as a secondary means, you know. But anyway.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I grew up with Ezra Taft Benson. In fact, I sat with his family members at his funeral. I was invited because he and I had interacted all through our life.
Yeah.
Like I say, I began working for him when he was Secretary of Agriculture, and my primary responsibility was to check the health of livestock. and vaccinate them. 93 to 97% of vaccines produced in the world go into livestock.
Well, you can tell, Tom, of people who actually love their country, and these are the ones that are being demonized now, whether they're white or whatever like that. They're, you know, they're, I mean, the government is working against us who love the country and like that. We just don't love the politics and the dirty corruption behind it, you know.
Another person I grew up with was Cleon Skousen. Of course,
yeah.
Ezra Taft and Cleon were very close friends. When you get a moment, give me a call. I want to talk to you about what I know from Ezra Taft.
All right.
And both JBS and JBS.
All right.
Curious.
All right. Sounds good, Tom. I have other callers here, so I'll go ahead and let you go there. But thanks for calling in, Dave.
By the way, reverse,
okay?
Keith.
Yeah.
Reverse psychology is being used on us.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tom, okay? My best to you. Granny, Patty over in Missouri. How you doing, young lady?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I heard you talking about me.
Well.
It was good, though. You better be glad. I'm just sitting here, you know, we know what the Protocols of Zion says, and we also know they try to say they were fake, but they're not. Let's see, what did it say here? Completely destroy the sovereignty of all nations and every feeling or expression of patriotism. Hello?
Yep. Well, that's why we went first.
Keith, I'm going to make this short.
Okay.
One thing. What did the Lord say? Vengeance is mine. God's going to get them.
Yep.
Enjoying the show.
All right. Thank
you,
Patty.
I'll let you go.
All right.
Bye.
My love to you. Okay. And I'll take that recaller for John there, but I need to be short here because I need the last portion of my thing to read off four stories here. So go ahead, John, again.
Yeah. A while ago, you said the Jews were for communism. Pretty much what you said, and then you started reading some of their religious texts. So, which is it? Are you with them? Are you against them? Are you lying? Are you with their God, their non-existent God? I mean, what is it? What's the deal?
Well, John, what's your agenda?
I don't have an agenda. I'm just asking. You said they were for it, and then you started reading their religious texts and spouting all kind of stuff about their God.
I'm a firm believer in the scriptures that have not been adulterated.
The
they
Jewish
have not been...
scriptures is what you read from the Old Testament. I know them also.
Actually, a lot of them were in the New Testament. I was reading a lot of Matthew. I only read one Isaiah one. But anyway, I need to get on.
All the
so,
same, what were those guys? Those guys were all Jews too.
Yeah, well. Everything is perverted like that, but again, the God's word is true. It's only those that pervert it, and that's why we have the Talmud and other books.
Can you prove that he exists?
Goodbye, John. Okay, have a good day. All right, so with that there, I'll read another scripture here. In Proverbs, it says to train up a boy according to the way for him, and when he grows old, he will not turn aside from it. With that, in the EU now, it says every knee shall bend to the rainbow flag. This is what they're pushing on our children today, and we know who's doing it. As well as the Vatican comes out and they, where it says the Vatican protests Italy's anti-homophobic law in rare public intervention. Why would the Vatican be doing that? A lot of our social media platforms are posting videos of pure filth by trying to normalize all behavior. And I'll, as I listen to here to different cops in five different counties here, soon they won't even be able to identify a criminal because of their born assumed sex, as it might offend them and wind them up in a lawsuit. Satan himself is sure pushing this evil agenda. I saw a video of a lawsuit even saying that Jehovah's Witnesses weren't allowing the sexual diversity of freedom. And you can bet that this plot will soon end, and where it will be used against all churches and those that do not comply with their LGBTQP++++, with their, they'll probably lose their 501c3 tax exemption, and they will be taxed out of existence. You can see that they are trying to shut down churches by repeatedly arresting the pastors, and this is over the alleged social distancing as well as conducting services. Again, they're after the spirituality of people, and for some people that either believe or don't believe that a God exists. But their lies are being exposed by God, and of course these rules or sudden laws are contrary to Christian principles. And then, of course, the Christians must obey God rather than men. With that, we'll be right back after this for our last portion of the show.
It talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. Long.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All I want is what I have with you.
Welcome back, everyone. Since I'm at the end of the show here, I need to get this here going. Anyway, all over the world, which Satan himself has dominion over, they are going after all things related to worshiping God and replacing God with transhumanism. And this, where they're horde, they themselves want to play God. Yes, everything that is natural they want to replace, destroy. and they want to illuminate their false gods, where, like former Prime Minister Gordon Brown said last week, where they want to decide who lives and who dies. And how far are people being roped into this falsehood? Well, we have a Japanese man here who married a hologram. Yes, this Akihito Kono identifies as fixosexual, which means he's only attracted to fictional characters. His wife is a computer-generated hologram. I actually watched the wedding. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know. And it's the same thing with worshiping their dollar, their Green Deal and stuff, like with Biden here, where it hit home. I watched a video here recently of a crew blowing up 100 windmill towers. Imagine what that cost to build in the first place. They only have an end life of about 20 years, which is true about with anything in the sun, and that's why you have to get black zip ties and stuff like that because of the UV ratings and stuff. But even Elon Musk isn't immune to this, because over in China, 250,000 of his cars are recalled over a faulty cruise control software. And I've seen a lot of cars over in China burning from massive car crashes, as well as people falling asleep behind the wheel. But 285,000 cars are involved in that recall there. And also, in closing this morning, I see that the UK, that some of their elected think that they, as I mentioned, that the restrictions and lockdowns don't apply to them. Just as here, where politicians would rather be out doing their own crap. You know, you'd better wake up, because those idiots that are in office right now, they sold you down the river without a paddle, without a paddle, without a boat. Just look at what they did to our country, and they're trying to kill us and our children. Vote them out if you vote. It's time to kind of resist like they're doing over in London right now. That's all I have for you this morning, but be prepared, because watch for those little triggers that set things in motion. Now, right now, they're saying Australia is breaking out in the Delta variant. It's going to be a summer of variants. There's going to be a new one to keep you in constant fear. So with that, thanks to all the listeners out there, and Sam in the control room. You've been listening to Perception Management here with Keith Rogers, and if you can support the network, please do so, or the host, and your lives may depend on it by getting this information. So up next is Truth Media Reloaded with Tom Lacovara, and have a good day. We'll catch you next week. Thank you.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey is sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. But if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans. Baby, tonight by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sighs. Money talks, but it can't sing and dance. And
tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.